Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Armstrong. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jack Armstrong. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Keith Miller. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting 9th. The pitcher, David Cone. Pitching for the New York Mets, David Cone. And now, play ball. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sabo strikes out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Magadan hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Griffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Duncan strikes out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reed takes first base on ball four. Griffey moves to third. Jack Armstrong is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Armstrong strikes out. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffey scores. Reed moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-1 in the game. Sabo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Strawberry takes first base on ball four. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sasser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Griffey. Sasser reaches second base with a double. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Elster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Elster reaches second base with a double. Sasser scores. It's 3-1, Mets. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cohn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Duncan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Elster scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Miller steals second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. Magadan hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Carrion. Morris reaches second base with a double. O'Neill scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sasser hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duncan for the out. One out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Jack Armstrong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armstrong is 0 for 1 in the game. Armstrong bunts towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffries covering, for the out. Reed moves to second. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn strikes out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Magadan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Magadan. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Magadan scoops it up and throws to first, with Cohn covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 0 for 2 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Magadan moves to third. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Duncan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Morris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Griffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan strikes out. There goes Griffey. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Reed hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Ester now playing second base. Mackey Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sasser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sasser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn bunts in front of the plate. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Sasser moves to second. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sasser moves to third. Norm Charlton now pitching. Herm Winningham now playing left field. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Larkin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 3 in the game. Sabo strikes out. 1 out. Barry Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 3 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 3. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Musselman now pitching. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hatcher pinch hits for Hal Morris. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Quiñones pinch hits for Norm Charlton. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to third. Ron Ester is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ester hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatcher scores. Quiñones moves to second. It's Reds, 4, Mets, 4. Joe Oliver pinch hits for Jeff Reed. Wally Whitehurst now pitching. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Carrion. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Quiñones scores. Ester goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Reds. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Winningham strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 4 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Benzinger now playing first base. Randy Myers now pitching. Joe Oliver now catching. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrion for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Mackie Sasser. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Marshall pinch hits for Wally Whitehurst. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 4. The Reds will come to bat. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Orlando Mercado now catching. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 4 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Reds. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. O'Neill strikes out. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Magadan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Magadan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Boston pinch runs for Dave Magadan. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards second. Esther scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.